Deckard Hayes, Season 2, Episode 5, Secrets and Lies, by Lynn Nelson. In a time of disgraceful revelry and rising crime, the Deckard Hayes Detective Agency had been Parlor Town's one saving grace. Stella Decker and Macy Hayes were the epitome of a loving relationship, and a dynamic, crime-busting duo. Now, Macy had been put in jail for killing her former boss, and Stella was hard at work on a case with a former CIA agent, or so he claimed to be. This was not purely coincidence, since Macy had just been released from prison on the condition that she help wrap up a case that she had botched in Russia during her days with the agency. Of course, appearances can be deceiving, and the so-called CIA operatives who had taken her into custody had spent some quality time with Macy, torturing her for information. Tommy Potsdam, the girl's secretary, was more than surprised to see Macy in the office this evening, as both he and Stella still thought Macy was in jail. Now she stood before him in a black catsuit, her hair slicked back into a ponytail, and her eyes wild with a gun trained on him.
Miss Hayes? What's going on?
I know what's going on between you and Stella.
Oh, gross. I mean, nothing against Miss Secker. It's just, well, she's my employer, and that would be hardly appropriate.
Enough, you sniveling, whiny pervert. I mean, I know Stella has been hiding files in your desk, the one that you keep locked so tightly. I know that you've been somehow keeping tabs on me since I started dating Stella. You sneaky little bastard. You had me fooled with your innocent smile and your pansy accent. But I know what a well-trained operative you are, and I am, frankly, sick and tired of being taken advantage of around here. Open your desk, Tommy. I want to see what kinds of things you and Stella have in there.
Macy, Miss Hayes, you're not making any sense. I haven't even known you since you and Stella started dating. And the only one spying around here is Paige.
Paige? Who's Paige? Stop stalling, boy.
Paige is a woman who's been bugging this office.
Sure, boy. Whatever you say. Look, I don't have time for games. Open your desk.
Tommy hurried over behind the desk and opened all of its drawers, none of which, by the way, had locks on them. Macy followed behind, her gun still aimed directly at Tommy's head, and rustled through the papers in his desk with one hand. She stopped, clasped her gun with both hands, and closed one eye behind her gun.
Where's the rest of it? I don't have all day, Tommy, and you only have until the count of three. Where are your secret files?
She advanced toward Tommy, who stumbled backward and found himself hitting the doorframe of the lobby bathroom. He nearly fell backwards into it, slammed the door shut, clicked the knob locked, and backed up to the toilet. He sat on the floor of the bathroom, sobbing and begging Macy to calm down.
1, 2, 3.
No one heard the shots from Macy's silenced gun, and no one saw her slip out of her office. Meanwhile, at the hospital, Stella had left Agent Jason Drake, alias Derek Washburn, in the ER waiting room while her friend, Lucky John White, was being admitted. She was told she had an hour left to visit hospital patients, and was directed to Tasha's room. Tasha was a blade, and Stella's ex-girlfriend. She'd shown up at the office of Decker and Hayes, bleeding from a gunshot wound to the gut. Before she went to Tasha's room, she stopped at a payphone. She dialed a number, but got an answering machine.
Julie, it's Stella. Listen, I didn't want to bring you into this, but I really need your help again. This new case I took is taking a turn for the bizarre, and I need you to keep an eye on someone for me. His name is Jason Drake, and he's apparently a CIA agent or some nonsense. We're at Our Lady of Mercy, and I have some business to attend to. I left him alone in the waiting room at ER, and I don't think he can be trusted. If you get this in time, can you drop by and keep an eye on him? Don't let on that you're there, just check him out. He's the blonde in the shiny suit. I might need you to hold on to him for a bit, so if I don't see you tonight, I'll call you later. Thanks, Jules.
Stella hung up and went down to Tasha's room. She stopped in the doorway for a minute and watched her ex-lover nervously biting her nails. She was very pale and looked fatigued, but for a gunshot victim, she looked pretty, well, sexy. Tasha suddenly felt Stella's eyes on her and looked up. She let out a weak chuckle.
You always were obsessed with my nail biting.
It's a nasty habit. How are you, dollface?
Oh, I've been hurt worse.
Have you?
Sure. Remember that time in 88?
No, actually I don't, Tasha. Where have you been, kid? We'd practically given up on you.
I'm so sorry, Stella.
Well, what was it? Did you finally just get fed up with me and decide to leave? Go out on your own? I know we fought a lot, Tasha, but hell, you could have talked to me if you were upset about the way things were going. I know that the last fight was a bad one, but I don't even remember what we fought about. We were a good team, you know?
I didn't mean to hurt you, Stella. That was the furthest thing from my mind.
Well, what then? What could I have possibly done that was so terrible to drive you away?
It wasn't you. It was...
Not to mention that I've finally gotten over that pain and moved on with my life, and now I'm happy, and you show up all shot up, and...
Los arañas.
The spiders? You fought them?
I didn't get the chance. They ambushed me.
Jesus, Tosh, you've been with them this whole time.
In the beginning, they were going to somehow tell the rest of you and use me as leverage. Finally get that showdown they wanted on their terms. They wanted you. They wanted Lucky. Man, how they wanted to take down Lucky. But then they decided they were enjoying themselves too much. Oh, Stella, it was so awful.
Enjoying themselves, Tasha. Tasha, Jesus, what did they do to you?
Everything, anything. I don't know. It all blurred together. I got so used to it. I'm so ashamed.
Are they the ones that shot you?
I started stealing from them. A little at a time. They leave me in a room after they were done with me. And I eventually started going through their drawers, taking a few dollars here and there. I think I was foolish enough to think I could run away, catch a bus somewhere, and just disappear. Anyway, I'd hoarded money away under the mattress in the room they kept me in, and in my pockets. They never let me wear my clothes. They never even looked at them. It seemed safe. I just couldn't get up the courage to actually leave.
God, they found you out?
Johnny Vasquez did. He barely said a word to me. They had their last hurrah and put me in their car. They drove me somewhere in the middle of town, some alley, and shot me. Just left me for dead. I dragged myself into the building I was leaning against and fell into your boy's arms.
You weren't looking for me?
Sorry, Stell. I guess I'm just lucky they decided to kill me next door to you. I didn't find out until after surgery that it was your boy who called me in. I'm still a little in shock.
You and me both. Jeez, I'm so sorry, Tosh. I should have done a better job looking for you. You were always the toughest one.
It's not your fault, Stell.
Aside from me, of course. We never thought you'd be in that kind of trouble. I just thought you'd left me.
Stella, it's not your fault. It did look like I left you. You didn't tell them to do this. They just did.
Well, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
It's okay. You're still the jerk you always were.
Listen, now that we've gotten all mushy and stuff, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Do the names Derek Washburn or Jason Drake mean anything to you?
No, I've never heard of them. Why? What's up?
Well, that's a long story. Just curious.
You're just as hot as always, Stella Decker. I guess I can't keep up a hope that you're single after all these years, can I?
I've got a great jailbird of a girl.
What?
But you'll always be in my heart, Tosh. Listen, get some sleep. I'll come see you tomorrow, okay?
You owe me an explanation for that jailbird remark.
It's a date.
Stella kissed Tasha on the forehead and went down the hall to the elevator. Her head was reeling from what Tasha had just told her, and she needed a cold drink. She stopped on the second floor to get a soda from the vending machine before she went back to the ER. As she came out of the elevator, she saw a familiar figure standing down the hall. Julian McGinnis was leaned over the nurse's desk, chatting in a very friendly manner with a young male nurse. Stella cocked her head and walked over to the desk.
Julian!
Hi!
You got my message?
Oh, what? You're what? No!
Really?
No,
Oh, I mean, I was going to say how fast that was of you. I was kind of surprised that you'd be here, really. It was kind of a long shot. But, what are you doing here?
I heard you were here.
What?
Because of that girl that was hurt, right? Or something? I came to check on you.
How did you...
What's with the third degree, Stell? You know what kind of business I'm in.
No, I trust you, Jules. I'm just curious as to why you're looking for me on the maternity ward.
I just got lost, you know? This very helpful nurse was just going to have you paged for me. But I guess I won't be needing his services after all. Thanks, kid, but I guess I'm set for the moment.
Well, listen, then walk me back to ER. We need to talk about a lot of things.
Across town, Macy's sleek, vinyl-covered figure slipped through a door into an unlit room in an apartment building. She took the gun with the silencer attachment out of a hidden pocket on her hip and placed it on a table she felt by the door. She peeled black gloves off her hands and put them beside her gun. Using the edge of the table as a guide, she walked around it to a chair that she knew was sitting beside it. She sat down quietly and crossed her legs. From the other side of the room, she heard the click of a gun being cocked.
The boy is hiding something. I can see it written all over his pathetic face. He didn't have any unusual files on him, but he's got them. Somewhere. My only regret is that I didn't get to see his face before he died.
Oh no?
Some people were making noise at the other end of the hall. Couldn't risk that they were coming into the office. I had to slip out. Can't be too careful.
Paranoia certainly isn't something you learned from Cross. Let's hope that you didn't catch his pride either.
Jealousy isn't particularly becoming on you, Alexis.
Macy heard a second soft click, and a dim light came on. He was sitting on a small nightstand beside a bed. On the bed was Lexi, barely dressed in a two-piece lacy negligee. A red choker accentuated her graceful neck, and her dark hair tumbled down around her shoulders. She was aiming a gun at Macy.
Oh, Lexi. How romantic. You always know it revs my engine.
I've always known you better than you know yourself.
When are we supposed to meet with Landsberg?
We have a lunch date with him in an hour and a half.
That gives us a little time to play cops and robbers.
Macy walked over to the bed, climbed over her, and kissed her deeply, passionately on the lips.
The only one who has to be jealous around here is Stella.
Stella who?
Back at the office of Decker and Hayes, Tommy Potsdam was pacing in the lobby. Macy's shots had been too high, as she had been aiming for where his head and chest would be, if he'd been standing up. Why she didn't come into the bathroom to check on him, he didn't know, but he had heard the door click, and her footsteps retreat away from the office. After waiting a good half hour to see if she'd come back, he'd finally gotten up the courage to come out. He had been dancing nervously around the lobby since then. He had no idea where Stella was or when she'd be back, and Macy was acting like a madwoman. Finally, he made a choice. He picked up the phone, dialed, and listened to an answering machine greeting.
Hello? This is Tommy Potsdam, Miss Hayes and Miss Decker's secretary. I need to speak with you urgently. Please call the office as soon as you get this. I don't know who else to call.
Who is Tommy calling? Has Macy really been brainwashed? What have Landsberg and Lexi done to her? Is Landsberg really a mafia man? And what was Julian McGinnis doing at the hospital? For answers, and probably a lot more questions, tune into next week's episode of Decker and Hayes. Put on the red light.